99.3 Niger Info that's on your side. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. It's 20 minutes past 12 on the clock. Welcome to the show. Beautiful Thursday's edition of radio. You're looking forward to Confessions Thursday and, of course, subsequently, the Lords of Logic. Carla will not be here today. I'm probably going to call her later on in the day. That's even if she has time to really get on the phone. She's really busy now. So we certainly would have her time for us on the Lords of Logic. Now, we're continuing our conversation from last week on the Lords of Logic, which is comparing lovemaking to worship, all right? We're assuming, well, some assume, I for one, assume that they are one and the same thing. The expressions are just different, but they're practically the same thing. So others might be persuaded to disagree. So we're going to find out the similarities. And then if you agree, you pretty much just have an opportunity to further the cause of the conversation, which is, if you agree, then it would mean that dating the wrong person, getting in, you know, an entanglement business, and you know what I mean, like a sexual business where the wrong person is therefore more than just being wrong, is also of a psychological or has a psychological implication. And if you doubt it, well, you must imagine what music does to you psychologically, right? You must see the effect, whether it's pop music, alternative music, Afrobeat, soul music, dancehall, reggae, the white music, what's that one called? The white one. That thing that sounds like electronic music. House music, thank you. House music, yeah. So you see the effect sounds have on the human mind. For example, if you watch the movie Hotel Transylvania 2013, there's a scene in that movie where they fight with two types of musical sounds. So the bad guy is projecting music that is causing the people to be violent. And then the good guy is playing sounds that causes the people to be peaceful. It's an animated movie. Titled Hotel Transylvania 2013. It's a movie. You can watch that if you know where to watch it. Of course you can watch it on the web, basically. Yeah, you can watch it. So there is there's a war of sounds in the movie. They show you how sounds can make a person violent, as they did in the movie, and then a different type of sound can make a person peaceful. As it were in the movie, it were a group of persons who became violent due to the songs that they were hearing, and then the same people became peaceful when they heard another type of sound. If you watch 2022 Doctor Strange, they also had a war of sounds as well. So where the so Doctor Strange had a multiplicity of personality because of the effects of time travel. So there was one part of him, at least as was portrayed in the movie, who we can theme to be bad. Yeah, and that one was fighting the said good side of Doctor Strange, and they were at each other with sounds. So one was throwing a bad sound, the other one was coming back attacking himself, but in a different, more like himself in the dark with good sounds. So basically, even the movies get to show you that there's a type of sound that you hear that makes you violent, a type of sound that you hear that makes you peaceful. The Bible also portrays it when there was a king who was possessed and David played the harp and the demon left. So it's not even, this is hardly even a light. By the way, on the Lords of Logic, please don't ever fall into the assumption that it's religious. Please don't. Wait. Anyway, but you couldn't even say that. Like, well, how are you even going to do that? Okay, good. So it's the Bible represents it. The movies represents it. And then maybe on your own consciousness, you have studied yourself well enough to see how sounds take effect on you or the mood or how they affect your mood. So today on the Lords of Logic, I'm going to play you some sounds and then you're going to maybe, just by way of, just want to give you things to reference, yeah? And then you can find out how it affects your mood. Okay, that. Let's see. Honey, are you checking that? I'm out ready for a commercial break somewhere on the clock. All right. So while that is happening, Lords of Logic, we're comparing sounds and how sounds affect and how worship might be similar to lovemaking. All right. Good. Thanks to everyone who did respond to my plea this morning on Sheriff's Show. So I was on Sheriff's Show this morning. Thank you. That's really what I would love to say. Quite a number of you have responded very positively. I do appreciate. God bless you, like, through and through. I really cannot thank you enough. My niece is now required to have a liver transplant, and I cannot tell you all the toll it takes. Like, it just takes more than one toll, basically. So you are confronted with realities far-reaching, and it also has a psychological toll on you. But we're not going to talk about the mental implication of all of this. I want to say thank you very much. And someone asked me to please repeat the number, the bank account details. So for Zenith Bank, well, of course, it's Zenith Bank. Their account detail is 101-464-8833. 101-464-8833. Zanel World Limited. That's for the Naira account. Then the dollar account is 50705334 07. That's 50705334 07. That's for USD, Zenith World Limited, Zenith Bank. The Naira 101-464-8833. Zenith Bank, Zenith World Limited. Thank you very, very much. And may Nigeria not happen to you. And many times it's more like, you know, life happening to you, and sometimes you hope Nigeria is to the rescue. But many times it's Nigerians to the rescue. And it's for that reason that I say thank you so much, and God bless you, and I wish you the good. With that said, you're ready for Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And if you're new to the clan, welcome on Nigeria Info Thursdays. The sun rises here. Believe me, I'm going to ask you to psychologically ignore the effects of the sun rising, literally. But it's raining outside, and God, we're grateful for the rain. Otherwise, on the sunny side. All right, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you're calling, you do not say your name, and your secrets can be what it is. Yes, believe me, crazy, weird, unusual. It might be of the past, the present, or maybe the quest for the future, which might include more questions than you have answers. It might be horror. It might be fiction. It might be nonfiction. It might be thriller. It might be drama. It might be whatever the theme of your life is. Yeah, and if you have something that you need clarity on, believe me, you can use the Nigerian crowd always to the rescue. My name's Joyce, and it's the only name you're pretty much going to hear between now and the end of Confessions Thursday. So welcome to the show. Remember, when you're calling, you turn off the volume of your radio set, and we begin. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Make it back. Confessions Thursday. Oh, well, thank you very much, Shay. I did mention the account name. The account name is Zenel World, Z-Y-N-I-E-L, Z-Y-N-I-E-L, Zenel World Limited. Yeah, Zenith Bank, Zenel World Limited, Z-Y-N-I-E-L, Zenel World Limited, exactly. 01, no, why do I keep, I think I'm used to 080, that's the answer. 101-464-8833, thank you. Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio setting, you're going to have to speak up. Thank you. You have a confession?
Yes.
Oh, your line isn't so good. Well, let's try. Turn off your radio first, and then, yes, you can go ahead. Pardon?
Can you hear me clearly now?
Well, it's not the best it can be, so I'll just manage. Go ahead.
All right. It's about my friend.
Yeah?
Yeah, this girl wants to marry. My friend is saying that.
Oh, my friend, look, I'm sorry. You're going to have to hang up and call back, because it's not even good at all. please. And maybe some of, I'm hoping that that's not the case, you know, but it might be a situation where the weather might just get in between. But never worry, you hang up, you try again, you're going to be in luck. Hello, welcome, Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling. Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've just been lately been bored.
Bored? All day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been January. I have an accident early this year.
Yeah.
So since then, I've been so bad by myself because I'm the breadwinner of my family, so I haven't been able to work. Just last month, I was told I would be doing a surgery, a ureter surgery. Meanwhile, I have none to help me. So I've just been bad of myself.
Yeah.
Too bad. So I'm just in home alone.
Where's your family? Where's everybody else?
Yeah, I still have a dad, but my dad is just a pastor, but no salary, nothing. So I'm the one who is responsible for the family. So
you don't have brothers? You don't have sisters?
I don't have brothers.
You don't have sisters?
I have sisters. They are all teaching, but not good salary too.
I mean, yeah, the Nigerian factor.
Everybody is just struggling.
Nigerian factor is something. Nigerian factor is something. Well, don't get bored. I mean, I think you can do things, to engage in things that kind of entertain your mind, inform you, things you can learn from. As against just being bored.
Yeah.
What do you like to do then? Like read a book? Do you like to read? You might pick up a new habit, like reading.
I do watch movies because I love watching movies on my phone.
Oh, good. Reading too helps. It kind of it elasticates your imagination. That's something that might help.
Yeah. But I don't do read, but I watch movies on my phone. Just that when I just look back, that there's no one to help, and it's like I'm going to be in this for a long while because I just feel somehow sober and bad about myself.
Like, it's honestly this, you know, situation I've also found myself. It's like, wait a second. It's like
there's no one to help, and you'll be like, am I going to be in this for a while? Because I have to do some uretra surgery. So,
well, and God help.
That's really bad of me.
Yeah. Thank
but
you.
I truly
much.
Believe in God. Yeah. I believe in God. Sure.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Make it back. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Thanks.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Good
Confessions
afternoon.
Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yes. I have a big confession, yes?
Yeah.
Confession.
What did you call it?
Confession.
Oh, yeah, sure. I must have heard you wrong then.
Okay. Well, mine was more of a miracle kind of...
Look, we could use some stories, like miracles now.
Yeah, this very past Friday, I'm a drag cleaner.
Okay.
And I cycled. And that's why I go most of my places with my bicycle.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you know Lagos about the expressway. That's between Bagada, between Oshodi and Bagada.
I like how you said, I know you know it. You must think like I have a shop down there, right? I know it. Yeah, of course I know it. Yes. I mean, I said I know it by name. Yeah.
Yes, by Northwest Filling Station. I just wanted to cross to the other side.
Okay.
To continue my journey. I was going to Lagos homes. And then on the middle of the express, as I wanted to cross to the other side, I slipped in the middle of the express with my bicycle.
Oh.
The trailer coming, because very busy, it was around 6 o'clock in the evening, very busy hour.
Oh.
I picked, because I couldn't abandon my bicycle in the middle of the road. I had to carry it, otherwise it would cause accidents. I couldn't go alone. I had to carry the bicycle. You know, I panicked, but I was still, wanted to run. The trailer was too close. I had to rush back to the middle of the road. And, you know, then by God's mercies and all of that, because that's all I can.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I was able to cross, able to pick up my phone out.
And your bicycle.
My bicycle, my slippers. I had just a little bruise on my hand, you know. And then, you don't really end there. I have a brother that comes to stay with me for the week. He teaches here, but he lives far away in Ikorodu.
Okay.
So he comes here and goes back to his side by weekend. Uh-huh. So he left that very Friday, that Friday morning. So when he came to me on Tuesday, after Tuesday morning, we had morning devotion, then I was narrating my near-death experience to him. And he was like, wow, that his wife, the newlywed, had a revelation of what to happen, that she woke up in the night of that Friday and was praying that she had a revelation, so brother had an accident and died.
No way.
Yes.
Oh.
He wasn't here. They were both at the corridor. But when he came this very past Tuesday, 2 days ago, he told me that the wife had a revelation that I died. I had an accident, I died. You know, and he called him immediately and confirmed, you know, that the revelation she saw was...
Oh, shake that.
Yes.
Miracles happen. Yay! Nah, man, look at you. So, I mean, the other option or the other outcome would have been you would not have called radio today.
Exactly.
Oh, God is good. Have you had a bottle of beer? Nah.
I'm a living testimony. You know, when I got to church, I said I saw death, but I didn't die.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Really, it was a sin that cannot be acted in the movie, because how it all happened and I came out old, I couldn't tell till now.
That's it. To see death but not die. Oh, that's very profound, to be honest. Thank God for you, my brother. Now, you are a living thing. You have something to be happy about.
Thank you,
ma'am. Look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, wow. Life. I saw death, but I didn't die. It wasn't your day. Your time has not come. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Make it back then 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190 Nigeria Info. Wait, are you flashing me? That's unreal. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello,
good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. You have a confession?
Yeah. No, that's a confession. But I was talking about something that happened sometimes ago about you and that guy that you said it publicly on the radio. You know, I was wondering, you know, how the guy could not, you know, speak with a whole lady, you know, and the lady would be laughing, happy, and it would give him audience. You know, because the way you shunned him that period, you know, and you're giving him answer, you're answering it. You know, it was so ridiculous, George.
Okay.
Like me, if I'm about to toast a lady, you know, I'll say a lot of different things like, George, you know, I like your voice. Though I might not like your face, but I think I like you. I would love to be
you don't even like my face. Oh, but you like me. It's okay. So bring it. I'm waiting for you. Just come along. Go ahead.
George, please, can I build, you know, can I own a paradise for you? You know, like me, taking you to Galaxy.
I mean, you just lie to me and I blush, basically, right?
You know, taking you to Galaxy, you know, for us to go and live. Or, you know, Kapla, you know, that's similar to Earth, for us to go and become, you know, Adam and New Eve. You know, let me build a stadium for you.
You don't even have lines.
Go
ahead.
Look, Joyce. Look at the way you are responding.
Good.
You know, that's how I expect that guy, you know, to talk, so you will respond like that.
Okay, hold on a second.
Seriously.
No, hold. Wait, first of all, you came at me, now you're going at the guy. So hold on a second.
look, Joyce, look. If I'm to build a stadium for you, you know, even if it's not real, I'll make it look real. You know that I'm.
How old do you think I'm 12,
national,
right?
A national stadium for you. You know, a very big castle.
You're not even sure what you want to build, stadium or castle. Like, you just have your language all over the place. What are you trying to build? You don't even know what you want to build because you're building nothing. You sound like a man without directions. Now you're going to blame me for coming at you. Of course. So this is your issue.
Look, to me, you know, I expect that guy to be able to talk to you, you know.
He spoke very well.
Publicly.
He spoke openly. He spoke very well. He spoke courageously. He spoke wonderfully. That man, I need to buy that guy a beer. He has such courage. And let me tell you why the guy is different from you. And allow me to say that guy is even better than you. At least he didn't lie. Here you are trying to lie. You can't even straighten your lies. He didn't lie.
In those days, Joyce, in those days, you know, when I'm married, I have two girls, you know, baby girls, you know, I'm married, you know. In those days, why we were two skinny ladies, you know, you see a lot of lies, you know, to them, and they believe.
Oh, God. First of all, I was even going to say this. Now, I would just say a few men who I've had the privilege of hearing their commentary about the guy who called me 2 weeks ago or last week. Last week to woo me on air. First of all, he's not the first guy who has called me on air live to woo me. Secondly, it is a misappropriation or it's a mischaracterization to say that he was floored or he was humiliated or it's wrong. You can't say that if what happened really is what happened. He was honest about it and I was honest about something. So I cannot make a man any better than his God has made him. And I cannot make a man any less than his God has made him. A man, however, can make himself less than his God has made him. So the only thing I owe a man is to honor him with the truth. It is dignifying to honor someone with the truth. So I'm not lying to you. And honestly, I appreciate the guy because he didn't lie to me. He didn't see the need to call and tell me like this last caller, that he wants to build a stadium. What do you think I'm trying to sell? Well, maybe I'll probably sell tickets for what? Strippers? Like, you don't even know what you want to build. Now, here's the thing. You think, as a lady, I should be blushing. Honey, I want to seize this moment to thank God for what God has done. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm sophisticated, I have finishing, I'm self-sufficient. A girl is good. Except you came out from the skies. You shouldn't be aiming to impress me. Like, the next thing you can do now to maybe just horrify me that you came out from the skies. The only thing I think I find attractive in a man is honesty and truth. Nothing else, not your money. Honesty and truth. A man of character, that's what I find attractive. Why should I blush? What are you going to tell me about me that I don't already know? What are you going to say? You're not doing me a favor. What, you think I'm going to blush? You're not doing me a favor. So, the best we can give each other is the truth. That's the best we can do. And if you're a courageous, if you are a man courageous enough to do that, I mean, you are, and that's the thing, to be courageous enough to hear no and not feel any way about it. So all the few guys who have said that, you know, he was floored, or you are the one who has a problem. You have a problem. You have misjudged him. He, in my opinion, is a solid guy. He's just not my guy. And the least I can, why will I tell him, why should I lie to him? Wouldn't that be hurting him? Have you realized that when you deliberately lose money, maybe out of carelessness, or say you bought a phone and the phone got lost, it hurts you. But compare that hurt to when someone lied to you and you acted on the lie. Say, for example, you meet a girl, you tell her you like her, and she lied to you for 6 months, only for you to realize one day that she was cheating on you. And maybe in that 6 months, you've given her gifts, you've given her money, and all of that you did under the impression that she was really beginning to feel you. Do you realize that even if all you spent was maybe like 100K, it will hurt you more than your 400K phone or your 800K phone that you lost? And the reason that will hurt you more is because of the lie. A lie hurts more than the truth hurts. Basically that. All right. You honor a man with the truth. And no, I can't blush. A girl is done. The work around here is done. Thank you. You know this guy's not going to have game, right? This last caller. He has zero game. He wants to build me a stadium. He wants to build me a castle.
Another galaxy.
He wants to build me a castle in his stadium. Oh, good Lord in heaven. He wants to build me the ocean in the market. Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. When you called in, you don't say your name, and please don't lie. Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, lady, hi. Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I'm also a first-time caller. Good afternoon.
Welcome, first-time caller. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. My confession goes this way. If you have a guy dating, and you notice that he's a bad person, you're not putting that I want to quit, I don't want to do it again, since you have talked to him and you don't want to change from that particular action. So you maybe you say that when you quit, he's going to take your life, something like that. You now report him to your family members, and also go ahead to report him to his family members as well. So do you do any bad thing there? And he keep on threatening you. And he keep on threatening you and say, I'm not doing this again. So it got to a point of time that maybe he come to your house with weapons. In the process that you guys are dragging, with that particular weapon he wants to use and take your life, you now use it on him. Are you going to blame for that? Because already you have given the family information or something about that.
Is this a story you made up, or is this, are you going to jail for something you did?
No, I'm not the one that did it.
Who did it?
It's my family member.
It's all right. She has a case. She should go to court. Is the matter going to court?
Yeah, I think so. That's what they're trying to do now.
So I hope she gets a good lawyer, really. So when I studied, when I had a course in law, I think it was, I had one particular module. And it's self-defense. So, for example, and this is actually South African law, you are allowed to attack a person if the person has just even threatened you. So, you look, don't worry. Let me not even just tell you how that thing works. Just get a lawyer. A good lawyer knows what to do. As long as, you know, the family is aware before the incident happened, she pretty much has a case. She has a case.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a judge, and I would hate to speak a little loosely from here, but I can nearly assume that if she's going to do time, it's going to be like proper little. Otherwise, she could nearly be acquitted for it, because it was more like, is that self-defense, right? That's self-defense. You get attacked and somehow it reverses the outcome. It's self-defense. So she might walk away. Confessions Thursday. Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. Do you have a confession? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession? Turn up the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Hello.
Turn up the volume. Wow. Of your radio set. Have you turned off your radio set?
Hello. Joy.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
The radio is off.
Oh, thank you. Do you have a confession?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to hear you.
Why?
Joyce, you're doing us proud.
Oh, my.
I enjoyed your interview yesterday. You're full of wisdom. That's why all these guys are rushing you. They should do fit fast. Let's collect her. She'll be a beg.
For no, no, I shall be at my wedding.
Okay, if there's no Ashobi, don't worry, we are coming. I'm one of your greatest fans. I'm 55 years old.
Oh, bless
I
your heart.
Be the fan, but I love you.
Oh, thank you. Very much.
I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. Oh, bless you.
Have a blessed day.
And you too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, very beautiful. Thank you. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hey, Joyce.
Hello. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah. I want to talk about how I was kidnapped.
No way.
But first, I want to talk about your finesse is on another level, you know?
Let's talk about the serious stuff, about you. You want to talk about my finesse? Let's talk about you and surviving kidnap.
Let me talk about a few minutes about you. You know, yesterday or 2 days ago, you guys were on, you were having
round table. That was yesterday. Mine was yesterday.
All your guys. Yeah. And I said to myself, I said, mm-hmm. I want to go to YouTube to see who this Joyce is.
Uh-oh. For real?
So I went to YouTube.
Mm.
And I saw you. And I said, Nachibi this.
Well, that's disrespectful. You're not proud of what God has done.
No. In all honesty, I don't want to be rude. Yeah. I just said, Nachibi, because you have a voice.
That's bigger than my body. That's true.
Can you imagine it? I said, really? No, the confidence is too much. Let's leave that now.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, so I traveled to a friend's burial somewhere around Delta. I didn't go with my car. So the next day, I left. Okay, this is what happened. She was to be, she is my girl.
Yeah.
But I think we're having issues.
So she's still your girl. Wait. Yeah. She's still your girl. Yeah, but you had issues,
No, yeah, we had issues.
Yeah, I got it.
So I said, okay, the mom died. The last respect I could pay is travel. Let me go. I didn't want to go. So I just said, oh no, let me go. So I went there. I got there at night. The next day, in the morning, I discovered that she came to the burial with another guy.
Oh, wait, hold on. You said this is just wait a second. I have to go off on a break. Please hang in there or call me back.
No, I can't call you back to get in our Allah. Oh, yeah, I'll hang on.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back. Lagos, Nigeria, 99.3. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. We'll be right back. Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joyce.
Thank you for holding on. I do appreciate. So tell me what happened, please.
Okay. I know you like this. I'll tell you.
Oh, well, don't put it like that.
Okay, so we're having issues, and I said, okay, the last thing I could do is respect the mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is go and just pay my homage. Uh-huh. I traveled. I got there so late. The next morning, anyway, I discovered she came to the burial. She didn't know I was going to come. I was the last person she was expecting.
Oh.
So I got there. She came with another guy. Okay. So this is a guy, I'd ask her, I saw something and I asked, who is this guy? She laughed over it. And I said, okay, let me leave it. So I saw her come with another guy. I keep my cool. I was just looking. I got my moment. I walked up to the guy and I said, hey, hi, what's up? How are you? What's the name? So the guy told me his name, the name ring a bell. I said, oh, okay. You came to grace us, your presence? He said, yes. I said, that's cool. I went to our friends and I said, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm going home.
Oh.
She can't do that to my face. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
So she panicked. She was like, you know, last night I knew she was panicking. I just kept my cool. So I left. It was around 1. And I left the burial. Feeling furious, mad.
Offended.
Asking myself, why did I come? You know? So while I got to a particular junction, I saw a lot of traffic. So I asked one of them, how do I leave this traffic? It's getting late. I'm going to Lagos.
Mm.
He said, okay, let me take a bike from here. It takes you to a certain point. Then take a cab. It takes you to Auchi Bypass. Then you get a bus going to Lagos. So I did just that. When I got to Auchi Bypass, I was still trying to ask someone those people that sell by the road.
Mm.
I said, sorry, can I get Lagos here? They said, of course you get Lagos, but go to that guy on a yellow shirt. I think the council guy. While she was directing me, I saw a bus coming from afar. So I ran towards the bus and said, "Hey, Lagos." The guy just stopped. He said, "Yeah, Lagos, coming." I didn't even look. I just entered the bus. Damn. I'm a catfish. We were going. At some point, the Holy Spirit just said, "Didn't you notice they're all wearing the same jeans?" And I was like, what are you saying? I looked at the guy by my side. I looked at the two guys in front. The same jeans. The two in front were wearing jalamiya. They were carrying cross bags. That's why I saw the gun in one of their cross bags.
No.
I said, "Oh, God.
No.
How did I get here?" Nobody knew I traveled. I didn't tell one soul.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
And I came for something. Oh, God. Oh, I was just thinking. And I'm a bulky guy.
Yeah.
With a broad chest. So I was just imagining in my head the kind of beating they're going to give me. I was thinking, oh, gee. God, what do I do? So I remembered, no, there's a lady sitting there because the driver, somebody sitting in front, two guys behind the driver, one guy sitting by my side, then a lady behind carrying a little baby. So I looked at my back to assess the lady behind me. I need to look at her very well. She looked at me and took off her face. I said, "Okay." I remember my pastor said, "If you're in confused state, start speaking in tongues." I said, "You know what? These tongues, I'm putting it in test. I've never spoken in tongues before." I just started murmuring whatever pastor used to murmur. I started saying it. Before we know, just right before, like 200 meters in front of us on the highway, a container trailer just fell in front of us. We were looking at it. Then the container fell on the road and blocked the road, leaving a small portion of it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So while this guy was on top speed, we're almost close to the container. He just braked, stopped. The moment he stopped, I thought I had my chance.
Yeah.
I just dragged the door to come up. One of them just held my hand. I said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I need to ease myself. Calm down. You guys turn to the other side. Let me ease myself. I'll join you on the other side." Oh, they said, "Okay." So I came down, ran behind the container that just fell, trying to pee.
Mm.
Guess what? The lady that is carrying a little baby, a six-month-old baby in her hand, just rushed right towards me behind the container, opened her skirt, and started peeing right in front of me like me.
Oh.
So.
Oh, it wasn't a lady.
Yeah, she is a lady sitting behind. Oh. She was even carrying a six-month-old baby. So the first thing that came to my mind is, where is your baby? If you don't know them, how can you drop your baby in the car? Oh. She came to tease me so that I could go back with her, thinking she's a passenger. But I actually just, quickly assessed it.
Yeah.
So I said, she said, "Okay, brother, I don't piss finish. You come, what could you go?" I said, "Go, I'll meet you up. Don't worry." I was thinking in my head, now, it's an highway. On this side is just rocky stand. There is no way they are holding guns. So they could forcefully take me. So I was thinking in my head, how do I leave this place? Because this guy could take me forcefully. Thank God police just came just the right time. They were going on the opposite direction. They just saw what happened. They just stopped. I just crossed the road there running towards them. I was shouting, "Police, police, police." They said, "What?" I said, "That car." They just kidnapped me. They said, "Which car?" Those guys just
turned.
Police just entered their vehicle, started shooting.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So two of the police guys that were standing with me said I should describe them. And I told them that, like, they said, "There's a lady carrying a baby." I said, "Yeah." They said, "They are looking for them. Those are the guys." So they pursued them. Those ones that went now came back and said they couldn't get them, that they ran away.
When did this happen?
It's barely 4 weeks ago.
Yo.
So the policeman said, "You were so lucky. How did you come down?" I said, "Sir, I can't even explain how I came down." He said, "How did you know they were kidnappers?" I said, "I saw their guns. And I saw their body movements. I saw everything."
Oh, wow. So, I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah.
God loved me.
God saved you, man.
He saved me. He saved me, really.
Wow.
So I just want to actually, I've not actually had time to say this publicly. It's like a testimony for me.
So that's exactly what it is. So your girlfriend, does she know you survived something?
Guess what? Now, guess what? Till today, as I'm speaking to you, she did not call to say thank you for coming for my mom's burial. As I'm speaking to you right now. So if I was killed, she wouldn't have even known I was dead.
Yeah,
that's the shocking part of it. I didn't call her. I didn't tell her anything. I just kept quiet, you know. But it's still shocking to me
that
I speak to you, she has not said thank you. She doesn't even know what happened. So I would have died. You know what? This love thing is a scam.
It's not. Just because that one didn't work don't mean it doesn't work. It's not. Look, I'm glad that you survived. And maybe, are you over the relationship? Are you done with it?
Of course I'm done. Of course I will be done with it. Okay. Come on, Joyce. Come on.
You know, sometimes when you're in love, you don't agree until you almost die. It's like when it's that's when your eye opens. I'm just checking. I'm glad that you're fine.
You know, this same girl, something happened from like a few months before. I traveled to go see her because she stays in another state. She didn't know I was going to come. I came, I was so tired, so I lodged in a hotel. I said, I want to give her a surprise. I'll come maybe late, maybe around 11. I'll just go to the house. So I slept off. When it was to 12, I woke up. I said, oh, I checked out the hotel to go to the house. She wasn't home. I knocked again, she wasn't home. So I had to sleep in the car.
Mm.
Guess what? 4:30 a.m., I saw this car bringing her, come to drop her in front of the gate.
Okay,
I
was like, all right.
Like,
all right.
Seriously?
All right, we're done with that. Okay. All right, you should end the relationship. I think both of you were just not into each other. Or maybe she just wasn't into you.
It's ended already, anyway.
I'm glad
but
for you.
But I just thank God I didn't lose my life.
That's the part that's very important. And thank you very much for calling Confessions.
You have a wonderful voice.
Thank you.
Great charisma.
Thank you.
Personality check.
Check, check. Money.
Check.
We're not checking that
check
yet.
Them.
Wait a little bit. Thank you for calling Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Take us off speaker so we can hear you better. Good afternoon. Take us off speaker, please, so we can hear you better. The echo is also infiltrating.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Well, that's a little better. We're still on speaker. Can you take away your earpiece? Are we on speaker? Pardon me. Are we on speaker?
No, it's not on speaker.
Ah. Oh, your phone, shake it. Okay. All right, great then. Confessions Thursday. Go ahead.
All right. I should say I had an accident was it a few months back? That should be towards January or so, or February to be precise.
You have a confession, right? Is this a confession?
Sorry?
Is this a confession?
I can't hear you.
Is this a confession?
Yes.
Okay.
It's more like a testimony, so.
Oh, what a day we have today. Testimonies. Okay.
Yeah. I had an accident. Was it a week after my birthday? That was on February 14 or so. I celebrated my birthday on February 6th. The next week or so, I had an accident that had to even stay at home for about 3 months. Visiting the bone doctor because I dislocated my right knee. That I had to visit the bone doctor and the rest, staying at home, receiving treatment and the rest. During those periods of time, I was actually taking care of myself. Though family were there, but I never wanted to bother them like that. And thanking God for the kind of boss I have, the job I do, and not necessarily needs me to go to the office, though it's something I have to stay at home and do sometimes. He has been actually understanding. Was it not last month or so? despite, because I actually spent so much money on this stuff, about 3 months in the house. I spent so much money that I was like, man, where will I even get this money to actually replace for my upkeep and the rest? Well, you know, last month or so, if I'm not mistaken, I just got a new job that it doesn't demand me to go to work for 30 days.
Oh, okay.
I had a job that demanded me to just come for like 15 days or so. And the pay was man, it was something that I can't even just
thank
God for.
Well, that sounds so good. Thank God for you. So how's your leg now?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting better. I'm actually better now.
Oh, I'm glad you survived, and I'm glad that you can even speak about it. That's something to celebrate. So thank God for you. And Miracle Thursday it is then. So your new job, I hope you like it, though.
Very well, very well.
Oh, look at you. Nah.
Yes, thank God for that.
That's a good one. That's a very good story, and thank you very much for sharing. I do appreciate.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm actually first time caller.
Nice meeting you, and what a way to meet you, really, talking about your miracle. I appreciate this one, too. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Make it back. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Do you have a confession? I cannot hear you. I'm sorry. It's not clear enough. You're going to have to call me back. Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, that's Joyce.
Afternoon to you. This Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
This is Joyce from Iba. I want to appreciate you, Joy, and like what you are doing.
Thank you.
Pronunciation, everything correct, and you're making people to laugh. I love you.
Hey, comedy show.
I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Continue with your job.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Thank you too. And God bless you too. Thank
bless you.
You
too.
Thank
first
you.
Time caller.
Welcome. Oh, first time caller. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
I appreciate. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, she's so excited. Wow. Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set.
Gentlemen, can you hear me?
Yes, it's a lot better. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, there is this friend of mine that David. Can you hear me?
I'm listening.
Okay, that friend of mine is a male friend. So there is this girl he wants to marry.
Okay.
So the guy keep doing things for her, doing everything for her. So. To the time, because they agreed to marry each other.
Oh,
so
okay.
The time the guy wants to go for introduction. Mm-hmm. So after the introduction, so the girl just woke up one day, told him that she's no more interested.
Oh, dear.
So my guy now asked her.
Why?
Why? What was the problem? She told him that... she had a blood covenant with somebody else. So now, my guy is very confused because according to him, he say he may let her go, but what about the things he spent on her? So we are very confused now. We don't know what to do about that.
How can you be confused? A lady tells you she has to go because she has a blood covenant with someone, and your friend is concerned about what he spent. What did he spend that he's concerned about?
She knew that she had a blood covenant with somebody, and she used it collecting from him. Is that not a wickedness?
So what do you want to do now? You want to join the blood covenant? You want to follow her where she goes?
No, we don't even want her again, because according to her, she said if she had to marry that my guy,
mm-hmm.
she's going to die.
Okay. And your friend still wants... Well, how much is he talking about here? Which would not matter, but how much is he talking about? How much does he want in return?
I don't know, but according to him, he'll spend much on her.
First of all, what kind of friends do you have? Like, what is this? What kind of... Why would your friend want to take it back? That's pointless. They had a relationship. That's what happens.
No, because the way the relationship ends now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now your look, your friend might not get it back, and he should understand that and move on. Oh, really? Oh, so what do you suggest? That she gives him the money back, or gives him, gives him money back?
Hey, I'm in support of that.
Olodio, you're such a stingy guy. You're not even ashamed to say this, that you're in support of that.
No, I'm not a stingy guy, eh? So she really wants to wicked out my guy, eh?
No, but
so
then she told him. But she told him late. You know, some people don't have the courage to be honest about something. This same thing you're talking about happened to me on radio last week. I was straight about something. Some people had something to say about what I said or how I said what I said. Now, here is a girl who was not so straight. Now you want her to refund the rice she ate. For Lord's sake, she's eaten it. Let her go. Yeah.
Okay, please, just can you play this song for me?
No.
I'm on fire.
No, you want to go set her house on fire?
Yes.
Oh, you're terrible.
NIA, house on fire, please. Play
no, I'm not playing it. It's not a request show. And you have to let it go. Honestly, you have to.
All right.
You have to. How much can he be? Let her go. He's even lucky that he didn't get married to her, and then something happened during the course of the marriage.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
Sure, thank you. They're hard now. What do people want? Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Make it back. 01465-7190. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's just like something I'm passing through. So there's no one to escort or assess my feelings. So
turn off your radio.
Okay.
I know you know it.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I definitely like as you share with you, any advice I can get for you. Can I go ahead?
Yes, you can.
Yes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. No, I'm physically challenged, and because of that, there is no job I'm doing that my fresh me money. So I find that I can sing. Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. So I find that I can sing, so I think that I should bring to music. So for the past 3 years now, I've been putting out the music, but it is a piece of all that are working for me, all that are working for me, they are taking advantage of my condition. So I just, everything that I'm about to do, for my music, for, maybe I should really think I should be able to get one or two things in return. So I'm not getting anything for the past 3 years now. For the past 3 years now. So it just makes me feel somehow, be a person that there is no way I get.
Where's your family? Shouldn't your family be helping you out?
Hello? How do you do?
What about your family? Shouldn't your family be helping you out?
Yes, but they can't be for me. I'm talking about bloggers and all those that are doing it for me. I think that's just taking advantage of what I'm my condition. So I just putting out the music, I'm supposed to be getting, it is a little bit, to keep myself that I have something, But for the past 3 years now, this very last one, I just put in that. Now, time giving is on YouTube. But you know, all that are working for me, they are just taking advantage of my condition. I'm supposed to be getting something.
That's a very difficult one. We're going to ask Lagos what Lagos thinks about it, all right?
Okay,
let's ask them. Let's hear what they say about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Make it back. Hello. Good afternoon to you. What's your name? Oh, sorry. Pardon me. Don't say your name. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Do you have a confession? And please turn off the volume of your radio set.
Okay.
Do you have a confession?
I have done that.
Good. Do you have a confession?
I don't have any confession. I just want to make a comment concerning the person that called in earlier on, who said he fell down with a bicycle.
Yeah.
Yes, I was in a vehicle that very day. So surprising. I don't know how managed he, you know, when he just fell down, he wanted to carry the bicycle and wanted to run away. Then you have to come back and carry the bicycle.
Wait, you saw the guy?
Huh?
Did you see the guy?
Yes, I was in a vehicle. It was around that 6 o'clock he mentioned. I was in the front of that Northwest police station.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. See, God is so merciful. Because
I don't know how, because
the trailer is already close to him and I have to carry the bicycle up. And I don't know. He just carried it and the trailer just passed through his side. And there's other vehicle behind also. I don't know how he did it. God just saved him that very day. That man needs to go to church
and thank God, and
do a very great testimony.
In fact, I don't know how he did it that very day.
Anyway, it is God.
Of course, so
when
it's
he,
God.
When he called the other time, I'll be trying to call and make a comment that I was there. I saw the man.
Oh, wow.
Like, seriously.
Oh, God bless
you. Like, seriously,
wow.
It is God.
Wow.
That's what I have just to say, ma.
Look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
That's enough.
You know, there's some things you see and it even like raises your own blood pressure just by looking at it. And then you can't even imagine the one who has found him or herself in that situation. And it sounds now that it was a perfect near-death experience. And like the caller said, I saw death, but I didn't die. And thank you very much for calling Confessions Thursday to share your experiences. Good afternoon to you. And when you call in, please don't say your name. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon,
fine,
lady.
Thank you.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. You don't
God
say
God will bless you for the wonderful work you are doing.
Thank you, lady. Thank you.
Do you have a confession? I called you. Yes. I'm a product of Abia State.
Oh.
I want to thank you, my sister. You are doing a great job.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, I called you earlier this year concerning my husband. Our relationship has been having a problem for a while now.
Okay.
Remember the day I called you, I was weeping, couldn't control myself.
I told you
that my husband is after, all he asks is for sex. I think I remember you.
I spoke to you on the phone, right?
Yes, you did.
I want to thank you.
Oh. After that, I summoned courage.
That's it.
I decided to move on with my life. I take him as though he's not there.
That's it.
And today, God helping me with the counsel I receive from you, I am getting better.
Please.
No more. Before then,
yeah.
As I walk on the road, I'll be shedding tears. If I remember the situations in the house and all that, I'll just be weeping. But I thank God for the courage I got from you. Mm. Now, today he has come back begging.
Really?
Because I decided that since he refused to live up to his expectation, all he cares is about sex. I said, no way. That is not what marriage is all about. I decided to stay clear. He now took my name to the village and was broadcasting that I'm not having a relationship outside. My sister, I don't care.
Oh, there you go.
I focus on my, in fact, my work become my next husband.
Okay.
He went to the village and was telling them that I'm flitting around, but my people knows the kind of person I am. They didn't give him attention for all that rubbish.
Okay.
So today he came back. He's not begging. I told him I'm forgiving you, but then your attitude and the things you said with me, about me, the place my mind is, until I see change in you, that is when my mind will come back to the relationship. For me now, I'm living as a widow, even though he's there.
All right. So I'm glad that you're strong. And thank you very much for calling me, and I wish you well. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We'll go off on a break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome. It's 29 minutes past 1 p.m. Okay. So the last caller who called me, I'm so pleased. And every time that I tell you, that there are different forms of power and will is one. You'll say money is one, but believe me, if I had to pick one compared to the other, will. Will is one. This lady called us earlier on in the year on Confessions Thursday, and I think she sent me a message or something, or she called the show, and then my assistant then got me to call her back. I can't remember what that happened, but I remember I spoke to her personally after the radio conversation, and she couldn't stop crying. Like, she couldn't speak without crying, and I was so offended at how helpless she was. I was so offended that she was so helpless. And I said to her, I'm offended at how helpless you are. Like, you never, ever allow anybody break you down to the point where you can't even help yourself. You're so broken. She was so broken. And I said to her, you have to will something. You must will it. You must will what you want. You must say, I want this and I will go get it. You will it. You can't assume freedom is going to be given to you. Not when you're with a psychopath. Not when you're with someone who's arrogant. Not when you're with someone who wants to have you trampled under. Not when you're with someone who thinks you're a rag to be used. Then you exercise your will. Then you upturn, you practically upset all of their arrogant structures. You give it everything. If they're going to take you down, it's not going to be without a fight. So you would understand why. I'm happy to hear from her. You see, today she is not crying. Now, let me even tell you what the obvious is. She probably doesn't have that much money. She probably doesn't have a car. She probably doesn't have a pretty house. She probably got nothing of those things you think you need before you leave a bad relationship. But guess what she's done? She's done something about the situation, so at least she's not crying. If she's chasing money, she can find a little strength in her bones to wake up every day, go about her business, and try to make some money. Now she says her second husband is her job. In fact, she called herself a widow. She said, right now, I live like a widow. Cut him out. You will something. You will it. You determine what the outcome will be. Your destiny is not in anybody's hands. So, you get up and you will it. You will. I will do this, that. Confessions Thursday. So that's a good one. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. It's good to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 on Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Turn off the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday. How are you?
I have a confession to
Please, me. Sure. Go ahead.
At a point in time, I left my state to this Lagos.
Yeah.
And before I could go back home, my elder brother took my certificate when unemployment was advertising a establishment. He took my certificate and used it and got a job.
Yeah.
When I returned home, I was astonished. I said, how do you do this? He said, since I did not take it along, maybe I don't need it. And himself has nothing to do. Now, I insisted that he must go and withdraw my
certificate,
my credentials over there. He said, there's no way unless I can go and get him a job. So already I've been working with the credential for almost a year, that time of. So unless I can go and get him a job. And I was so troubled. I don't know how to go about it.
Wow.
That's my confession.
Wait, so...
I want your advice.
No, wait. So how are you able to get a job, given that you don't even own your credentials anymore?
I traveled to the town. I did not come along with the others. Among those who helped to train me in school during those days.
Yeah.
So, wow. I didn't come along with it. I left it at home.
Oh.
My pressure, my arrangement was to further my education, so I don't need any employment with the certificate of 18. I wanted to come and get money and then probably go back to school before talking of employment or whatever. But to my own surprise, when an advertisement for employment in a government establishment was given, he took those things and answered my name and took those employment.
What do you do now? Let's hear your life story. So where are you? What are you doing? Do you have a job? Let's hear your side of that. What's your experience like?
Well, I just tried to tell him the implication of his action. I told him that you cannot hide pregnancy. Everybody knew that this certificate you are using is not yours. And probably in the nearest future, if I want to get anything in the community, political, whatever, it will be a problem.
Okay.
Your opponent already knew that this is how you, whom I am, and this is what transpired.
Well, so maybe the future is still far off. Do you intend to run for political office?
I gave that as an example.
Absolutely.
I know what has been happening in society.
Yeah, that's actually very true. But you now, do you have a job that would maybe require you to tender your certificate? Are you having are you having trouble with that?
Religiously speaking, what my brother, what he did was a very bad thing, and I don't like it.
Oh, absolutely. But then that's for him. That's his judgment. You're not going to judge yourself on his behalf, right? It's his judgment. It's his cross to bear. But are you fine? Are you making money? Are you working? Are you still in school?
Well, I'm working right now anyway. But each time I remember that, I feel so bad and disturbed.
Well, so... Wow. And I can understand how terrible that is. It almost feels like a case of Jacob and Esau type situation where your brother robs you some sort.
Exactly.
But you're working, so maybe you would try and see if you can... It's impossible, but you're just trying to ignore it. Except maybe there's need for it. If the need arises and there are no other options, then there are no other options. He has to give you a certificate.
I demanded for you, say, unless... I should go and get him another job. It reminds me the high level of unemployment now that do that and expose him, I should know what is the consequence.
Well, that's threatening. He shouldn't say that to you. Well, that's very threatening. He shouldn't. He should never, ever say that to you. He owes you this one. He can never. He shouldn't. Don't accept it. Don't let. He should never speak to you like that. If he's begging, he's begging. He's not going to be holding your certificate and threatening you. I mean, he's not half crazy. But
by his action, assuming I want to further my education now, the chance is jeopardized.
Well, so. You have to determine what you want. Now, if you don't want to further your education or if you are in situations that do not require you to tender your degree, then, hey, he can still have it, right? But if you're ever required to bring your certificate, he better be more than willing to give it to you. Like, he better be more than willing to give it up because it's yours.
I don't really know what to do about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, there you go. I mean, Jacob was Esau's brother, right?
I don't know.
And Cain was Abel's brother too. So I don't know what you mean when you say that's your brother. But then you should expect like things like this will at least has happened to you. But the question is, if there's no requirement for it, you can maybe act like you can manage the problem and maybe ignore it. You should advise. What degree? What certificate is it? WAEC, GCE.
It was just serious school certificate then.
And he can write. So he knows he can go do external candidate somewhere and write this thing.
Well, probably I can do that.
Well, yeah, you can do it again if he doesn't have the head to read, because maybe, you know, old people sometimes don't care too much about education anymore. You can rewrite. Okay.
But it took both the first school leaving and school certificate at the same time as a requirement for that.
Nah, man, this guy just put your whole life on hold. So again, if there is no requirement... then you can try and ignore it. You would just try. It's going to be very hard. You would just try to ignore it if you, say, for example, are not at the point where you need to further your education. But if you wake up tomorrow and you want to further your education, he's giving you your certificate. He's giving you what he's giving you. There are no other options.
How do I go about it?
Oh, well, so you tell him to give it to you. And if he tells you you tell him you're going to call the lawyers. He has to know what the implications are. Except you're willing to gamble your chances in life, which pretty much might be the outcome. I mean, you can try to go at life without necessarily this path you've chosen. You can find another path. You might go into business. And maybe ignore school. Yeah, but if you are ready, he will answer you. You're not ready.
It's either blood brother for that.
You think I didn't hear you? Oh, I heard you, and I told you that Jacob is Esau's brother, and Cain was Abel's brother, and brothers can do what brothers do. The devil is somewhere in the detail. The question is, when you want your certificate, you'll get it. So you have two options. You confront him, insist. If he's not going to give it to you, you get the lawyers involved, write the government he's working for, and say you need to retrieve a certificate. Help him. Tell him to go and write external candidate somewhere for his... Yeah, then when he threatens you about the implication, you just hand him over to the security agents.
Would that not put him in problem?
That's exactly what he has called for. Don't act like you don't know what this is. It's problem. Exactly what it is. It's problem. Are you avoiding the problem? He's already put you in something that looks like a kind of problem. The only reason the problem has not caught fire is because you've not reacted. The moment you reacted, there's fire on the mountain. It's a problem. He created a problem. Call it a problem because that's exactly what it is. It's nothing else. It's a problem. It's been created and somebody created it and your brother created it. Except you don't want trouble. So you're going to have to manage negative peace.
I don't know how the society around us, family members, will see it.
How family members will see what?
Who will see that, that brother, you put him in jail or whatever. You know the tradition of a team.
What does tradition say? What are you afraid of?
I'm taking your advice, my dear sister.
All right. Tradition? There's a bunch of men, right? With gray hair and cap. That's it, right? Or is that something else we're talking about?
Okay. Thank you, my sister.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Tradition. And that's like, tradition drinks palm wine, has a wife, maybe two wives, 14 sons, three daughters. That's your tradition, isn't it? They have caps, snuff, they, you know, take a... Yeah, eats goats to me. That's your tradition now, yeah? Everybody should come to a party. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. You don't say your name. You have a confession, right?
Okay.
Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Too. Sure, go ahead.
Joyce, you're doing a great job. I quite appreciate you and your effort there. God bless you, my dear.
I'll bless you too.
Yeah. Early this year, I traveled to see, though I lost my older brother anyway.
Yeah.
So ordinarily, you're supposed to convey him here to Lagos to be used for burial. Okay. You know? So we finished the entire burial. I stayed a week extra. So I was just about crossing the road, you know, to get something one night. And this crazy guy doesn't go with very good. When I crossed, just passed behind me. It was a death. Almost a death.
Yeah.
But I went through it anyway, and I was like, this is how people die?
Yeah, one called earlier on during the show today. Like, yeah, that's how people die.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks very much.
But you're alive now, yeah?
Yeah, I'm alive. Yeah,
that's what miracles are made of. Where you almost die. Where you as if you have died, but you now realize, oh, I didn't die. Oh, wow, that's a miracle, right? Yeah.
But something went out of me, and immediately it came back again.
Oh, your spirit left your body, right?
Yeah.
You're a cat with nine lives. Look at you. Die hard. Nigeria Info. I like the way he admits his own. He's like, my spirit left me and then he came back. You know miracles are real when you hear a story like that. Life can show you, you know that you've died, but somehow you can still drink water, you can feel heat, they call your name, you're answering, you pinch yourself, it hurts, you're like, wow, I'm here. Oh, glory to God. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I do have a confession. I just want to commend you on your work.
Oh, sure. Thank you, lady.
Yeah, first time caller.
Oh, wow. Nice to
I'm
meet
really,
you.
I'm really, really happy to speak with you today.
I'm happy to hear
I
from you.
I listen to your roundtable program, and I really love your response. You're a realist. Keep it up.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Your type is very, very rare. And I don't think all these Nigerian men will appreciate you truly. Don't mind anything they are saying.
The one that wants to build me a stadium in a castle. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I get it.
Don't mind them, but this is how they behave.
Oh, I know.
I remember the first time I started listening to Nigeria Info. I think it was your program I listened to first.
Okay.
Before Sandra Zoom. My husband said something, was like, this lady, she's too straightforward. I said, please, leave her alone. People don't like people that are spoken. Also, only if I'm spoken and knows what she wants is a big threat to you guys.
Oh,
you
bless
know?
Him.
And funny enough, he started following you on Instagram. I was like, you see?
Oh, really?
They know him, but they don't want to accept it. Why are these men like this?
Well, actually, I have a few converts. I have a few converts, men who once denied it, but now are grateful to God that this has happened in their lifetime. God is good.
Oh, better for them. Better for them. Better for them. Just keep it
Thank
up,
you.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Take care of you.
And
have
you too. Thank you. Bye-bye. So I've met quite a few people who have just pretty much decided to call me off of yesterday's conversation. Well, nice meeting you too. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hey.
I have a confession.
Sure.
I hope some of the person I know doesn't listen to my voice.
No, we don't know you. Believe me.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
I slept with someone else's wife. Very close to his family.
Very close to whose family?
To my family.
Wait, you slept with like your brother's wife?
No, just the family. The neighbors, like 2 to 3 buildings. To our own house. She's like standing at our house, I was looking at her house.
She's like a neighbor, not a family.
Yes.
Neighbor.
Yeah, so.
Oh, hallelujah. Okay, I mean, it's still bad, but yeah.
Yeah, people in our community and child, because the guy was not doing well financially and all that, and I took advantage of him.
Oh.
And lo and behold, am I.
Pardon? Lo and behold, what?
Nemesis.
MSC?
Nemesis.
So what's your nemesis now?
Ah. There's this lady I met 3 years ago. After dating.
You're sounding like what you did is not even hurting you. You sound like you're still excited about this thing. You sound happy.
I said, no, you don't have to. You once said you shouldn't be judgmental. You kind of judge it.
Oh, you think I'm being judgmental?
Yeah.
Wait until you see your punishment. Oh, really? Go ahead. I'm not being judgmental. I said you sound happy.
I am not. You know what
okay.
I'm saying emotionally right now?
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Hi. Happy? Never.
Okay.
I can never be happy before.
Great.
Never. So, we started the thing. We had a child together. And before we met, I'm supposed to go for a surgery. And after the surgery, there's no improvement. And right now, there's no job, nothing. I try to do 1 or 2 business to.
There's no job. That one is everybody. Every Nigerian has that. Almost is almost threatened by that nemesis. That one is like every Nigerian right now. No job. That's not your punishment. That's not nemesis.
No. So, don't say so. So, she now met this person. Whenever she comes from work, we talk for hours till she sleeps.
Huh?
And now, it's now 2 years. We've been living together.
That's your new girlfriend, not the one, not your neighbor who you slept with.
No. This person that we
a former girlfriend when she got pregnant.
So this is your girlfriend now you're talking about?
But we are living together. People call her my wife.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
But we are not legally married.
Married, okay.
Formal introduction.
Oh.
Some fruits and all that.
Okay.
The family. And now it's been 2 years, she has not allowed me to touch her.
Yeah, she doesn't love you. You think that's nemesis?
Yes, it is.
No, no. She doesn't love you.
And I'm contemplating on this. But if I say I should leave, I don't really know. Leaving her has been hard for me.
Leaving her is hard for you?
Yes, but she has gotten her mind made up, I think. This is the person where when she goes out, I will tidy up the house. And do one or two things. Leave, I didn't go out. I didn't go to do business. Mm. I just tidy up the house, watch her, these and everything. Still, she does not allow me to talk. If I talk to her, she'll tell me I don't know how to talk.
And she doesn't like you. It's just, she's not into you.
Oh.
And that's not nemesis.
Are you sure? You have
a girlfriend. I have a colleague here, very hardworking guy, 9 to 5. He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Ah, that's bad.
And he doesn't have a nemesis. Is this nemesis?
He should look for one. He's not a man. Doesn't he have that helper? He should.
Guys, not, this is not nemesis. Just.
It is. No, George, this is heartbreaking. No, it's because the way I'm sounding on national radio.
Well, you sound good, to be honest, for someone who's heartbroken, you know. But this is not nemesis. This is just a girl who's just not that into you.
Okay, sorry to bring this into it. You're giving me enough time. I had you on Sheriff's show this morning. I don't believe it's so.
Pardon? You heard my Sheriff's show?
This morning now.
Yeah.
About your niece.
Yeah, who needs a liver transplant. You think that's nemesis too?
No, I'm not saying nemesis. You still sound good. As if you're not going through something.
The Lord is my shepherd. That's why.
So you're also my shepherd too.
Mine is $55,000.
Hi, that's massive. When I heard it, I shed tears.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, how many tears are you going to cry? God help us, really.
God will help you.
Uh-huh. So you, stop doing wicked things. Your nemesis is probably going to get worse.
Are you kidding me?
You don't think so?
I stopped it.
And once you leave evil too leaves you. That's how it works.
But the thing is, let me confess on that one. There's this other person with you. Since my so-called wife doesn't allow me to touch her, I have this other person I sleep with.
Oh, you're cheating on her. Well, you're not cheating on her. You have someone else on the side.
Because I'm a man now.
Oh, Lodo. You don't even know what your problem is. What do you mean you're a man? Your problems are many. You're a man of many problems.
Okay, I would love you to just give me one or two advice.
First of all, bridle your urge. You have to curb your you have to establish why this relationship is not even working. Know whether you're failing and try to fix it. You don't determine your failure, and then while you're trying to keep funke, you're sleeping with bossy. Like, how many problems are you creating?
Carl.
But you know now, you know what you're doing? You're creating problems, but you're creating excuses as well. You're saying the reason you're sleeping with your boss is because Funke is not answering you, but you want Funke to stay. Why should Funke stay? Why? Why should she stay? To be honest, why? If Funke was your sister, would you tell her to stay?
Never.
Uh-huh. So look at you. So what you wouldn't take, you're giving it to someone. You are your own trouble. You're creating problems.
Thank you very much.
Well, bless you.
I'll turn a new leaf.
Oh, God, help you.
Amen.
All right. He sounds cheerful, believe me. He doesn't sound like someone who has nemesis. 7 minutes six before we touch down, 2 p.m. So we'll have about a few more minutes for the Conversation on Confessions Thursday to be done, and then we go to the real McCoy. Yeah. Lords of Logic. Time for a break. It's time for a break. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. I have a smile on my face. My heart's full of gladness. And yes, this is radio. 99.3. Nigeria Info.